447 WDEV, AM and FM, WDEVradio.com. Let's talk with our guy Kyle over at Sticks and Stuff. They're located in Enosburg, Derby, Middlesex, St. Albans, Rouses Point, New York, and they're over in Swanton as well. Kyle, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm inside. I had to come home and clean up a couple of snowbanks and some mailboxes for my neighbors, but I am inside where it's nice and warm.
We talk. What do we got today? People coming in, heater help, generators. What do we got? What are people looking for?
Yeah, so ironically, with the cold weather, it wasn't as much of those things as you would have thought, but I think people are just working on tiny little projects, stuff that they can do inside, kind of pass it until the warmer weather comes. I helped a lady today. She brought in a cabinet that she had from her kitchen, wanted to touch up the paint, but she wanted to make sure it was the same color, so we ended up scanning that cabinet door that she had and matched a little can of paint so she could go home and touch up her cabinet, so she was happy. Another gentleman that I helped today actually took some reclaimed wood from some pallets that he had, and he was making a little accent wall in his house. So he ended up taking popped the pallets apart, planed the wood down, so it looked really cool, rustic, and he came in and got some different colored stains to test out to figure out what he was going to do with that. So, yeah, lots of inside projects. Just good to get stuff done inside instead of outside shoveling all day.
Yeah, certainly good to be there. I'll have you know that as I try to teach myself how to be handy, I made my first thing from scratch. Don't give me too much credit, but I made a coat rack. Basically, I took a board that was already pre-cut. Then I drilled in appropriately the holes for the coat rack, screwed them all in, painted it. So there's my first handy project that doesn't involve just kind of refurbishing something. That's my first made from scratch thing. It's about as easy as it could get, but you got to start somewhere, Kyle.
Yeah, that's true. So I actually had a friend in high school who grew up on a farm, and they had a lot of maple sugaring equipment kicking around, and he made his side money in high school. He would get pieces of rough cut maple. Some of them still had the bark and stuff on the outside of them, and he would actually make coat racks, but instead of regular hooks, he would use the old spouts, the old maple sugaring spouts. So those were really cool. But yeah, any fun little projects like that, especially if you have scrap wood or smaller stuff kicking around that you can turn into something else, those are kind of the cool projects you could walk by every day and be like, you know what, I like that, I made it, and maybe I can make a couple more and sell them on the side.
What should I make next? I need something else that's easy to do that I might be able to pull off.
Chocolate chip cookies.
Okay. All right. Okay. Kyle, what else do you got for us now that you've made me feel bad?
No, chocolate chip cookies are delicious.
But that's not handy.
It's delicious, though. handy-wise. So, I mean, it's always nice. Sometimes we have the high school kids come in, and they pick through. Maybe they get a couple pieces of scrap wood. They make, like, a two-board shelf. So instead of just the coat hanger on the top, they'll put another board on the top, so it kind of looks like an L from the side. They can put trinkets and stuff like that on the top of it. But, yeah, okay. Any of those fun projects. Anything to pass the winter days until spring is here and everyone hops back out in their garden.
All right. There you go. Kyle over at Sticks and Stuff. Again, Enosburg, Derby, Middlesex, St. Albans, Rouses Point, and Swanton. Kyle, be well, my friend.
Yeah, everybody have a good day. Happy Martin Luther King Day.
All right.